Judy Muller, a correspondent for ABC News, is thinking about a broader approach to homeland security.
We've heard a lot in this presidential campaign about fighting terrorists in faraway urban hellholes. We have not heard a lot about fighting terrorists in our own urban hellholes. In fact, we haven't really heard anything in this campaign about the gang violence that continues to terrorize entire communities here at home. I was thinking about this while sitting in a church over the weekend in South Los Angeles, reporting on the funeral of 14-year-old Byron Lee Jr., BJ to his friends. And he had a lot of friends, judging by the overflow crowd at his church, a church just a few blocks from where he was gunned down by a bunch of gang members. BJ was not a gang member. He did his best not to cross those who were. He avoided wearing blue or red, the colors of the Crips and Bloods. But none of that mattered. As BJ was riding his bike down an alley near his home, in broad daylight, mind you, he was cornered by some of those gangsters. Eyewitnesses say the boy dropped to his knees and pleaded for his life. They fired anyway, 19 times. Ask why, and kids in the neighborhood will tell you things like, to send a message. Ask what message, and they will tell you, to show they're in charge. As if people in this neighborhood needed to be told that. They live with urban warfare every day. It is etched into the culture. Consider this horrifying example. BJ's name has been inscribed on a plaque at his high school, a plaque that lists the names of students who died before they could graduate. As Americans watch the death toll rise in Baghdad, Fallujah, and other distant war zones, how many of us know about the death toll in our own war zones? Here in Los Angeles, where gang violence is hardly uncommon, it takes the brazen execution of a 14-year-old boy to make headlines. And even then, the only real gut-level outrage comes from the communities affected by gangs, communities south of Interstate 10, the freeway that cuts Los Angeles into two separate universes. If 14-year-old boys were being gunned down while riding their bikes in Brentwood, if the names of the dead children were inscribed on plaques in Beverly Hills, there would be hell to pay. South of the 10 freeway, meanwhile, an understaffed and overworked police force does its best to get leads from people terrified of gang retaliation. Even as I say all this, I'm conscious of how often it's been said before, of how often I have reported on it before. No wonder it's no longer addressed in political campaigns. It's a loser of an issue. Americans hate difficult problems that require long-term, complicated solutions. This is not a problem that lends itself to a 30-second soundbite in a presidential debate. Oops, sorry, red light, time's up. Compared to the quagmire of gang violence, the prospect of a lengthy war in Iraq suddenly doesn't look so bad. At least we know that war will end eventually. Still, as I sat in that church, surrounded by young boys and girls crying for their friend, crying for themselves, I wished they could get that kind of attention. That those armies of compassion President Bush talks about all the time might stage a preemptive strike right here at home. And when John Kerry vows to hunt down terrorists in the mountains of Tora Bora, that he might add the alleys of South L.A.
Judy Muller is an ABC News correspondent and professor of journalism at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Communication. She's also a regular contributor to this program.